interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
Well, both of my stories involve some bizarre behavior out on the roadway. We'll get to what was happening on side of the freeway in Florida in a minute, but we'll go to a different part of Florida, Key Largo, for a 19-year-old Florida woman who led cops on a wild vehicle chase. And about 8 a.m. on Thursday, the cops said they noticed 19-year-old Jania Douglas of Homestead speeding and driving recklessly. And so they attempt to conduct a traffic stop, and she bolts on that. And instead of pulling over, she's gone. A short chase ensues, and finally she is pulled over and arrested, and they get to talking to the 19-year-old. And what's the deal about? Why are you running from the cops? And she said, you know, it's been on my bucket list ever since I got out of high school. You're 19 years old. When do you put together a bucket list?
You never know when you're going to go, man.
Tomorrow's not promised to anybody, so I'm doing my bucket list right now.
You start your bucket list in your teens?
19. Check. And running from the cops, leading the cops on a chase was on my bucket list.
Well, there was no such thing as a bucket list when we were in our teens. That term wasn't around, but I don't know. I didn't really start thinking about it until the last 10 years or so.
Yeah.
This kid's a...
19.
Let me tell you. All right. Okay, let me tell you about Raymond from Tennessee. Ray loves doing his own. He must really take great pride in doing his own yard work. Because today, 57-year-old Raymond, there's a guy with a bucket list. 57-year-old Raymond is sitting in a jail cell after he attacked his landlord because she let someone rake his yard. I'm not even sure if that's really his yard. If he's got a landlord, it's probably her yard, right? But maybe he's responsible for the yard work and likes it. I don't know. But his landlord is a 70-year-old lady, and he attacked her because she put someone else on the lawn. Raymond busted into her house, used all kinds of foul language, tried choking her, and then, for some reason, demanded money out of the deal, too. We're going to take money off my rent because you had somebody else do the yard work? Maybe that's what it was. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but he got locked up for that.
I remember I was moving into a house one time. Me and my buddy Dano were moving into a place in Crossroads, and the grass was a little tall and stuff, and the U-Haul truck is still in the front yard. I mean, we haven't even begun to unload the truck, and the neighbor from across the street comes over and hands me a card and says, this is the guy I use for my yard. And I'm like, how do you know I don't have a lawnmower in the truck? You know, I mean, I haven't even unloaded the truck yet. Settle down.
That's pretty good, though. I mean, you know, you scout around, come the end of the month or something, you see people moving in, you just kind of like drive around, hand out your card.
And then finally, this pair of Florida vloggers were on Interstate 75, Kathleen and Jose Rodriguez live in Fort Myers, Florida, and they travel around the state of Florida mainly and parts of the South. And they look every day documenting their YouTube channel called Southern Life. And they post some interesting stuff. People down doing weird things or maybe uniquely Southern things. Well, they were driving down the interstate on Friday during rush hour, and they saw a guy on side of the road hitting golf balls. They said, we see this guy on side of the road literally having a full golf game. This is like Tiger Woods Jr. out there doing his thing. The dash cam video shows the car pull up side of the road and the man in a black polo taking practice swings in the golf just in the grass just off the interstate. He says the golfer wasn't just taking practice swings. He was connecting and hitting golf balls right alongside the interstate. Who knows what this guy was thinking or how dangerous of a place that could have been.
That's one of the things that stuck with me the one time and only time I've been to Florida. Went there for the Disney experience with the kids and all that. And driving around, people pulled over on the side of the road with their cars and they're like talking to other people. It's like there was nothing wrong with the car. It's like, I don't know what they're doing, but they pull over.
Catching up,
whatever. You know, just kind of just over on the side of the road, talking, doing whatever it is to do. But you see it a lot. I can see how that would be an interesting video log.
Dude's got his whole golf bag and everything.
What are you doing?
Teeing up shots.
Why are you pulled over here? What's going on? You got an emergency? No, I don't have an emergency. Just told my friend Frank to meet me over here. We're going to BS for a while.
It sounds like it was some kind of traffic jam, you know, like, I mean, there was some traffic backed up.
Yeah.
So he just thought he would start hitting some golf balls in his downtime.
Why not?